Although conventional recommendations suggest that Whipple's procedures should only be performed in high-volume centers, this is impractical in many nations. This paper adds to the growing body of evidence that volume alone should not be used as a marker of quality for patients requiring Whipple's procedures. Low-volume centers in resource-poor nations can achieve good short-term outcomes. This is largely due to the process of continuous adaptive learning by the entire hospital.